This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. One of the great lost styles in popular music was created in the 1960s by songwriters and performers who understood both the old pop and the new rock. These artists included Randy Newman, Jimmy Webb, and Harry Nilsson. Critic Milo Miles takes a look back at Nilsson in light of a new tribute album of his songs done by others. Milo says that while Nilsson was not exactly the true American Beatle, as has been claimed, he was as independent and alternative as any music being made today.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Though Harry Nilsson wrote it, the song One became a top 10 hit for Three Dog Night in 1969, and I wonder if anybody under 30 remembers even that version. Nilsson keeps getting, well, misplaced in public consciousness because he doesn't fit in anywhere. Yet his work can be flat brilliant. With his uncanny dramatic timing and pure, skyrocketing voice, Nilsson turned the sensitive guy whine of Without You into an epic hurt. Of course, even a marionette like Mariah Carey can sort of duplicate Without You, but I dare to follow it up with a Nilsson song like You're Breaking My Heart. It has lyrics we still can't play and which cost him his middle-of-the-road audience when he released it on the follow-up to his biggest album, Nilsson Schmilsson. But then, you could never tell if he was going to be sweet or savage or both.
10 little Indians standing in a line. One stood looking at another man's wife. Then there were 9. 9 little Indians, their hearts all full of hate. One took another's goods. Then there were 8.
Nilsson was born in Brooklyn in 1941 and struggled as a songwriter in the early 60s. Working with Phil Spector, among others. His career was made in 1968 when the Beatles declared that Nilsson was both their favorite solo artist and group. He became chums with the Brit Wonders, particularly Ringo Starr and John Lennon. He had his early 70s hits, partied famously with Lennon in L.A., faded with the 70s, and basically spent the last 15 years of his life in semi-retirement. He died on Valentine's Day, 1993. Inexplicably, Nilsson never played concerts and only performed on TV a couple times. But it seems plain to me why he gradually stopped recording, and it's one of the most fascinating things about him.
In the wintertime, keep your feet warm, but keep your clothes on. Don't forget me. Keep the memories, but keep.
Nilsson was a songwriter steeped in the forms and tones of Broadway tunes, Tin Pan Alley, and the Brill Building. He didn't have much feel for blues or gospel and had a hard time stomping out rhythmically. In other words, most of his music instincts looked to the past. But his modern rock and roll mind could sense the pre-rock forms were exhausted. This is the way in which he was really like the Beatles. He adored the old music, but he had to destroy it. So time and again you get loving demolitions of sentimentality or slightly skewed tales of puppies and teardrops. Yet once he had burned down the old forms to his satisfaction, Nilsson could never come up with anything to replace them. Hence, silence. The place to begin with Nilsson is the 2-CD anthology Personal Best. It focuses too much on his pop crossover potential and not enough on his lunacy, but it's a full-length portrait. Advanced Nilsson scholars should pick up the recent tribute album For the Love of Harry. There are a number of perceptive participants like Randy Newman, Brian Wilson, Victoria Williams, and Marshall Crenshaw. Then, as is usual with tribute albums, about a third of the performances are mailed in or have nothing to say. But Nilsson's wistful, wandering soul survives in numbers like Jimmy Webb's treatment of Lifeline. Nilsson was a man out of time, but his work has aged not at all.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge. Harry Nilsson's Personal Best collection is on RCA Records. The tribute album For the Love of Harry is on the Music Masters label. From the tribute album, here's Jimmy Webb doing Lifeline.
Down.
is anybody else here? It's cold, and I'm so lonely. Hello, is there anybody else here? Hello, won't you throw me down a lifeline? I'm so afraid of darkness, and down here it's just like nighttime.
This is Fresh Air.